KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear sky. It's 1 degree below zero. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 29. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A Council Bluffs police officer on patrol a little after 3 a.m. today in the area of 35th and Avenue G saw a silver 2001 Chrysler minivan that had been reported stolen on January 15th. The officer kept the vehicle in sight and forwarded information to Nebraska authorities just as the van got onto I-480 westbound. While the vehicle was westbound on the 480 bridge, it stalled out just before reaching the Iowa-Nebraska state line. The Council Bluffs police officer pulled in behind the stalled vehicle and he activated his emergency lights. The driver, later identified as 51-year-old Brian J. Hansen of Omaha, abandoned the van and fled on foot into the eastbound lanes of I-480. The officer gave chase and caught Hansen, and while officers were in foot pursuit, the abandoned stolen van rolled backwards, striking the push bumpers on the stopped and parked police cruiser. The cruiser sustained just minor damage. Hansen was arrested on a felony warrant for being a fugitive from justice, and new charges include theft in the second degree, eluding, and interference with official acts. A traffic stop Tuesday evening near Corning resulted in two arrests. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a passenger in the vehicle, Haley Vandell of Lenox, was arrested on an Adams County warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia. The driver, Jason Woods of Lenox, was arrested for OWI test refusal. Atlantic police on Tuesday arrested 36-year-old Brian Beard of Atlantic. Beard was taken into custody for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense, and he was booked into the Cass County Jail. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup has updated an earlier report that we brought you yesterday with regard to an investigation into stolen property and a pursuit. Astrup says two more people are in custody, and the man who ran from authorities was officially identified. A suspect who previously reported to have run from a vehicle after it crashed during a pursuit was identified as 46-year-old Jerry Eaton of Osceola, Missouri. He had previously refused to provide authorities with his name. Eaton, along with 26-year-old Brandon Wood of Hollister, Missouri, and 45-year-old Shanna Daniels Case of Missouri, were taken into custody. Eaton and Case were wanted by authorities in Missouri. Both Wood and Case were found near the crashed vehicle. Case and Wood were being held without bond until making an initial court appearance. All three were arrested in connection with a ring of car thefts and burglaries in Fremont County. The incident leading to their arrests began, as you may recall, when deputies conducting an investigation into a series of stolen vehicle and thefts Monday night recovered two stolen vehicles, a stolen camper, and a flatbed trailer, along with a four-wheeler and other miscellaneous items. They were recovered in the vicinity of Green Hollow Road, and during the investigation, deputies came into contact with a suspicious vehicle, and they soon engaged in a pursuit. The suspect vehicle traveled south into Thurman before heading east toward Highway 275 and then changing directions. The vehicle then went south on 242nd Avenue in Fremont County, and the driver, Hansen, shut off his lights before turning into a field entrance a little over 1 mile from 160th Street. Deputies pursued the vehicle until it crashed, and again, when one of the persons took off on foot, deputies deployed a canine. The canine tracked the suspect down, and authorities gave him numerous commands to surrender, but he continued to resist arrest and fled on foot. The canine judge apprehended Eaton when he tackled him and dragged him to the ground, and Eaton kicked the canine in the face, but the dog never let go of his bite and instead dragged the man toward the handler. Eaton was then taken into custody, transported to a hospital for treatment of a dog bite and hypothermia. A deputy was also treated for frostbite following that incident. Eaton faces charges that include eluding, assault on a peace officer, and other infractions. And the Tabor Police Department and Iowa State Patrol assisted in handling that particular incident. And a judge has set a new trial starting date for a man charged with murder and arson in Guthrie County. Court records say the new date of September 17th was filed last Friday. The old date had been May the 8th. The judge already has granted a motion from the attorneys for 27-year-old Patrick Thompson to move the trial to another county. It's not clear which county that will be just yet. Thompson has pleaded not guilty to two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of attempted murder, and one count of arson. The May 15th fire in Guthrie Center killed 16-year-old Shekiah Cockerham and 12-year-old Melanie Page Exline. It also injured their uncle, William Long III, and grandmother, Shirley Exline. In the funeral announcements, Vera Schuning, age 102, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Vera Schuning will be today at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. James Jewell, age 88, of Shelby, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Celebration of life services for James Jewell will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Danny Kunze, age 55, died Sunday at his home. A memorial visitation and reception for Danny Kunze will be held tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Kenneth Twitt, age 90, of Adair, died Monday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kenneth Twitt will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. Charlotte Ann Holzer, age 81, of Westphalia, died Sunday at the Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial for Charlotte Holzer will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Joan Wittrock, age 80, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joan Wittrock will be Friday at 11 a.m. at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Michael Atkinson, age 78, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Michael Atkinson will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Milo Peterson, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Milo Peterson will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Mary Alice O'Brien, age 79, of Harlan, died January 15th. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Alice O'Brien will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elizabeth Bartles, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Elizabeth Bartles will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Philip Harris, age 66, an Atlantic native, died Friday in Minnesota. Funeral services for Phil Harris will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Luther Memorial Church in Madison, Wisconsin. The Crest Funeral Home of Madison has the arrangements. Elsie Bays, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Monday in Greenfield. A massive Christian burial for Elsie Bays will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. And Carrie Hogue, age 67, of Harlan, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Carrie Hogue will be held Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dorothy Henriksen, age 92, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Dorothy Henriksen will be held on January 25th at 11:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.